Welcome to the Become Nomad podcast. Whether you're already a nomad or aspiring to become one, we are here to supply you with relevant information to help keep you on the road, at least until tourism is illegal. I'm sending you my regards from Krakow. And what I'm doing here recently is quite interesting. I was staying in a place for a month. After I checked out, what I'm doing is just changing locations every week and so, changing guest houses, basically. And I discovered that this is a really nice way of getting to know a city, because a city, especially if it's bigger than 200,000 inhabitants, is quite diverse, and it changes from depending on the district where you are. So basically, the idea of just booking in and checking in a new place every beginning of a week can be super interesting, because you can really get to know the city and all its districts. So it's a little bit tiring as well, because you move a little bit more than often. You do have your city that you know, but you get to know new places in it. So it's a pretty cool way, and I'm basically doing it recently in every city where I stay for at least two or three weeks. Yeah, and before we just move on to the topic, I would like to congratulate our audio editor Bojan from Serbia, a great guy. He's basically getting married soon. He proposed to his girlfriend, and she surprisingly said yes. That's it. One less potential nomad. Kind of painful, but happy in the same time. So today, let's jump to the topic of this episode. We're going to talk about digital nomad lifestyle. I'm going to dive a little bit deep into the definitions of what exactly is a digital nomad, what does it mean, what are the routines, characteristics, the mindset, and so on, and the definitions. So hopefully for those of you who are not sure of how to define themselves, if they're already a digital nomad, or for those of you who are going to be digital nomads, this will be a little bit helpful. Okay, so as mentioned before, we have our topic for today, which is the digital nomad lifestyle. And let's start with a quick definition. So what is basically digital nomad lifestyle? It means that you're relying on the internet and portable technology, as in a laptop, to sustain a nomadic life. I think that maybe, that there is a nomadic lifestyle, and this nomadic lifestyle have a huge subset of many types of living this nomadic lifestyle. We had our episode last week about different types of nomads, and the digital nomad one is basically the most popular or the most hyped. Everyone hears about it. It's constantly in the news. People keep on telling us how they travel and work in the same time. It becomes possible because of modern technology, which is basically means that internet is now everywhere. You can basically have internet access, fast internet access everywhere. And also that people are more open-minded to hiring people remotely, which is also important. So before, you had to be in an office to get money. And now employers are more and more understanding that they might have workers that are in another continent, they're never going to meet them, and still it's going to be okay. So I guess those two trends are what allowed the digital part of the equation to be a reality. And again, digital nomad is basically two words. Digital, which implies sustaining your lifestyle by working online, and nomad, which implies that you keep on moving and changing location without a stable home. So let's start diving to the definitions a little bit and start with the digital part of the equation. So from what I've seen, most digital nomads are actually part of one of the groups that I'm going to describe here, and I'm going to describe them basically by the flexibility and freedom and potential freedom they allow, from the lowest to the highest. So let's start. The first type is the corporate remote workers. So basically those are nomads that are either lucky or unlucky. I'm still not decided on that, but their company basically sent them home, but didn't fire them. They just tried to save space, or they didn't have offices in their city, or again, as we discussed before, the company is more open-minded to people working without being in an office. So usually those are big companies, although some startups are also hiring remotely. And those nomads, instead of staying at home in the city of the company, they jump on the opportunity and basically start traveling without stopping. I've met a lot of those guys, and apparently the number of those people is only going to increase. More and more companies are sending people to work from home. A really interesting option and something for you to think about. If you're now doing the 9-to-5, how about, you know, checking with your company, can I work from home? Why do I have to arrive to the office anyway? I don't really need to be there. So this is a really cool type, and it can start pretty easily because you don't have to build a business, look for clients and so on. You simply go to the same company you work at and you tell them, hey guys, I'm going to do the same thing, same shifts and so on, but from home. And then you just take off to another country. Okay, so that's the first type that is becoming more and more relevant and frequent. And we're going to see a lot more of those people, those nomads who work for corporations. And let's move on to the next time, which is basically the freelancing type. So basically freelancers are the guys who are and the girls who are having online jobs performed remotely, such as coders, graphic design, freelancing writing, content writing, and so on. So the idea here is that you have a little bit more freedom. You don't only work for one company. You're kind of a one girl or one boy show, and you have multiple clients. And those clients usually keep on changing. This thing allows you a little bit more freedom because you don't have a boss on your head. You're your own boss. But also it's kind of challenging because you have to get the clients yourself and so on, manage them. But this is a little bit more free than the structure of working for a corporate as you travel. And the third type is basically those who are business builders or building a startup. So some digital nomad pursue the dream of starting a business as a nomad entrepreneur. We have an article about nomad entrepreneurships in the site. So basically the idea is to build a sustainable business which allows them to disconnect from their business in the long run. So basically you work hard in the beginning, you try to create some kind of a product market fit, and at some point you can either outsource everything you do or you can sell the startup or the business. A very interesting way, and this is basically what I've been doing in the last 2 years. I started as a freelancer and then I jumped to building startups. So it's important to say that many nomads are trying to open travel blogs in a way to sustain themselves or as their business. I have to tell you from my personal experience that as much as Become Nomad is an amazing blog, and it is, although I update it once every month, I never made money out of it. And the idea over here is to know that for me, a travel blog is simply a hobby, and a podcast is kind of a hobby, which I hope will only pay for its expenses. And many people are trying to build travel blogs as a way to sustain themselves. Very, very few have managed to do that. It's a very saturated industry with a lot of supply and very low demand. So it's worthwhile to take it into account that maybe it's better to build a real business, something that actually is new, innovative, create a new product or a service. I will just say one more thing about travel blogs, if we're already on the topic, that it seems like the people who are actually successful in travel blogging are not traveling purely anymore. Because when you travel and this is your job and you make money out of it, it kind of a little bit stains the experience, as from my experience. So this is a little bit a digression from the topic, but a little bit of speaking about startups and businesses and blogs. So, okay, we covered the topic of the digital here. So let's jump into the nomad part, the second word of the phrase digital nomad. So this one is very tricky because really what defines a nomad and what's the difference between a nomadic lifestyle, location-free lifestyle, remote worker? The main idea over here is that, and you can't really quantify it, is that nomads are switching locations constantly and preferably to places where they haven't been before. The idea of constant change, which is important to nomads. And that means that they don't really have a base where they stay most of the time. If you have a base where you stay most of the time, that kind of means that maybe you're a location-free person, but you're not a nomad. And none of them is better than the other. Okay, so the one that is better than the other is, of course, the one that makes you more happy. That's the only thing to say on this topic. So basically, there are a variety of characteristics that are shared by those who are living a nomadic lifestyle. And we'll just dive a little bit into those characteristics. So the first one is the style of travel. So a digital nomad does not have a crazy wild nomadic lifestyle because they tend to need stable internet and so on, and they have to work most of the day. They need the infrastructure and so on and so on. And as a result, digital nomads are practicing slow travel, okay, which basically means not changing a location in higher frequency, most of them, or let's say those who are more focused on sustaining themselves. So slow travel is a very interesting and important concept for digital nomads. Let's move on to the location. So digital nomads will generally choose locations in big cities, maybe even capital cities. And I say that with pain because I don't like big cities. The smaller the city is, the happier I am. And we have an article about this as well. But the problem is that big cities allow you a few things. First of all, the infrastructure. They have stable environments, they have better internet, they have a place where you can make business contacts. And also big cities have co-working spaces, which is for some digital nomad a must. So that's basically the reason of why digital nomads are more into gathering in cities and less in small towns. And of course, it has some social benefits to it as well. So that's basically about the type of the location. Now, about the one more characteristic about the location the digital nomads pick is that usually they stay in the developing world or countries that are not very expensive. And the idea over here is that since you're making money from clients that are outside, that are usually from richer countries like the US, West Europe, and so on, digital nomads actually prefer to find spots where the costs are low so they can make some kind of an arbitrage between what they get and what they spend. This is very true and very powerful impact. My life in the Ukraine with an apartment with high quality of life was amazing, and the costs were half of what I was spending in London sharing a room with 16 other people. So it makes a lot of sense for digital nomads to find those locations that allow good value while working for clients that are from other countries. And one more thing that should be said about the location the digital nomads pick is that usually they are finding themselves in digital nomads hubs, which are the locations that are already popular with other digital nomads. So they're not alone and they can meet people and socialize. Basically, I'm not this type. I try to find the weirdest places like that don't have a lot of digital nomad communities, like, I don't know, Odessa, Kishinev, Asuncion. But most digital nomads do need this stability and the structure of knowing, of sharing experiences with like-minded people. And those hubs, just to mention a few, are Berlin, Chiang Mai, Medellin, Austin, Texas, and so on and so on. Okay, so let's dive a little bit deeper on the places to work. So those are the places where digital nomads are working from during the day, which is most of the day. Those are varying immensely. Some people prefer, like me, a solid structure where they can take themselves seriously, which is a co-working space. Rent your own space in a co-working space. Other people are love working in Starbucks and coffee shops and so on. And others are actually more into working from their own accommodation, apartment, hostel, or whatever. So everyone is very much different over here. And let's talk a little bit about routine. So digital nomad lifestyle tend to push people into more stable routines. We talked about this a little bit because the focus is that you have to work online. Most digital nomads, from my experience, are working during the week and are taking the weekend off because, again, you have clients and things are happening during the week, even though you're online and far away. And although that happens, you shouldn't underestimate the impact of being in a new place every few months although you're kind of living like a local, you're still changing locations, which is pretty cool. Simply clicking the reset button and restarting your life somewhere else every few months as a local, in a way. And this is the last bullet, which is basically local in disguise. So because of the relative stability and routines, it's kind of a mindset, which I look at it as being a local in disguise wherever you are, and not a tourist, of course. So your social circle as a local in disguise will probably be more local people than tourists that are totally free to travel during the week as well. And this makes it more interesting because it's kind of an immersion model of this lifestyle. So that's pretty cool. So that's pretty much it. Overall, the digital nomad lifestyle can be very rewarding. It gives you a lot of stability. It's also a little bit restrictive since you have to stay connected most of the time. And that's it. As you've seen in this article, every digital nomad has their own ways, routines, structure, frequency, and travel, and so on and so on. So it changes dramatically from one digital nomad to another. I hope this was useful for you and you can get some ideas for your own lifestyle here. And that's pretty much it. Have a great day.